Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Friday, February 14th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Charge ASAP. YouTube TV will become the latest subscription service to drop support for Apple's in-app billing system. CNET reports that the change will occur next month and that users should update their billing settings before then. According to YouTube, subscribers who currently pay for YouTube TV via an App Store in-app purchase subscription will have their accounts automatically canceled on their first billing date after March 13th, so subscribers have until that day to set up a new form of payment. In a statement, YouTube said that Apple continues to be an important partner, but it did not go into detail about the reasoning behind this change. YouTube TV is only the latest subscription service to move away from Apple billing, but it's also taking a more aggressive approach than others by forcing existing customers to switch their billing settings or risk having their subscriptions canceled altogether. For instance, Netflix ditched in-app subscription billing on iOS last year, but only for new customers. But more and more companies are growing skeptical of Apple's revenue sharing through the App Store. Apple charges a 30% fee in the first year of a subscription billed through the App Store, but that fee drops to 15% in the next year. By moving all of its customers off of App Store billing, YouTube will no longer have to share any YouTube TV revenue with Apple. And given that YouTube TV is believed to be unprofitable or at least operating on razor-thin margins, this change will likely make a noticeable difference for the business. In other news, Apple is rolling out an update to its augmented reality Quick Look feature that lets retailers sell their products and more within an AR experience on iOS. Apple has updated the AR Quick Look feature this week to allow retailers to add links and buttons to the augmented reality experience. So when browsing sites like Home Depot or Wayfair, customers will now see the options to view a product in their space using AR, as well as to make purchases and learn more directly in that augmented reality interface. Apple added the Quick Look AR browsing feature to Safari in 2018. When a site supports it, you'll see a button that says you can view the product in 3D in your room. This makes it easy to see how something such as furniture might look in your house. So essentially with this update, AR Quick Look not only provides an AR preview of your product, but it lets you see more specifications, chat with a customer service representative, and buy the product all within the same interface. For websites, this is a big update because fewer steps for the customer means higher click-through rates and higher purchase rates. And coming with iOS 13.4 is a new spatial audio capability for AR Quick Look. Apple explains that this feature will allow sites that support AR Quick Look within Safari to add audio to the experience. We are sponsored this week by Charge ASAP. The new Flash by Charge ASAP is an upcoming 150-watt USB-C power bank with 100-watt power delivery. The Flash includes two USB-A ports, one at 40 watts and the other at 18 watts, as well as a USB-C port with a full 100-watt power delivery. The company also plans to offer Qi and Apple Watch wireless charging capabilities with a built-in wireless charging pad. You can pre-order the Flash by Charge ASAP now for $139, which is nearly half off its expected retail price. And this month, we're giving away an iPhone 11 to one lucky 9to5 Mac reader alongside the launch of the Charge ASAP Flash. You can pre-order and enter our iPhone 11 giveaway at the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Charge ASAP for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily. To round out today, let's check in with Trevor Doherty, who has details on everything you need to know about the best Apple deals of the day.
We have a great batch of Apple deals as we head into the weekend, including Best Buy's President's Day sale, which discounts everything from 10.2-inch iPad to HomePod and more. You'll find all of our top picks linked in the show notes and over at 9to5toys.com. This weekend, you can also save $199 on various iPad Pro models, including cellular configurations. And Amazon is currently taking up to $300 off Apple's latest 13-inch MacBook Pro, with deals from $1,100. Of course, you'll find all of this weekend's best offers over at 9to5toys.com. Make sure you're following us on Twitter under the same name so you don't miss out on any of our favorite deals throughout the month of February.
Other things new on 9to5 Mac today include a new video from Jeff Benjamin, where he explains why the iPad 7 is the best bargain in tech and the best iPad for most people. We've also got the latest episode of the 9 to 5 Mac Watch Time podcast, where Zach Hall talks to Matt Birchler about the future of the watchOS platform. That wraps up another week of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, it's tremendously helpful if you leave us a rating and a review in Apple's podcast app and subscribe in your podcast app of choice. Doing this helps us keep making 9 to 5 Mac Daily 5 days per week. You can read all of the latest Apple news every day of the week on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.